tuned for Lialogos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Lialogos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now.
Να σταθούμε εδώ σε μια γωνιά. Να κοιταχτούμε λες είναι γιορτή πρωτοχρονιά. Να με κρατάς αγκαλιά σφιχτά, γιατί μου πήρε πολλά το 7. Εκτός κι αν είπα εγώ το έλας όλα αυτά. Μακάρι να είναι η καρδιά μου ρόδι τυχερό. Να στο χαρίσω να στάζει αγάπη ένα σωρό. Στα μαξιλάρια και στο χαλί, να ξεχαστώ να μου λες πολύ. Κι ας κάνει ο φόβος κι άλλη τρύπα στο νερό. Να περπατάμε χέρι χέρι ως το πρωί. Ούτρα μοιράγες κάτι ξέρουν δεν μπορεί. Τα χρόνια φεύγουν γοργά περνούν και μ' αναμνήσεις μετά γυρνούν. Μικρά τα νόματα που όλα τα χωρούν. Να μ' αγαπάς με τα λάθη μου όλα στη σειρά. Στο σινεμά στο κορμί μου κόλλα τρυφερά. Κόσμος ιδανικός για το ταξίδι νεφανικός. Για να έχει όνειρα να κάνει ο ελικός. Δεν είναι ο κόσμος ιδανικός για το ταξίδι νεφανικός. Για να έχει όνειρα να κάνει ο ελικός. Ξαφνικά στο μικρό μπλακάου της ΔΕΗ.
Στο πρωί.
Και μέχρι να έρθει ξανά το φως, αυτός ο λόγος ο πιο κρυφός. Να δει να ανοίγουμε μια πόρτα στη ζωή. Να μ' αγαπάς σε αυτές μου σε ψάχνα παντού. Και ενώ ενοχές κι αντοχές μου δίναν ραντεβού. Απ' τα κρυβά μου στα πιο φτηνά και απ' τη φωλιά μου στο πουθενά συναντηθήκαμε στη μέση του καιρού. Απ' τα κρυβά μου στα πιο φτηνά και απ' τη φωλιά μου στο πουθενά συναντηθήκαμε στη μέση του καιρού. Να μ' αγαπάς να σταθούμε εδώ σε μια γωνιά. Να κοιταχτούμε λες κι είναι γιορτή πρωτοχρονιά. Να μου μιλάς σιγά να σταυτεί, γιατί σ' ακούνε τη νύχτα αυτή. Παλιά μου όνειρα που χρόνια είχαν κρυφτεί. Να μου μιλάς σιγά να σταυτεί, γιατί σ' ακούνε τη νύχτα αυτή. Παλιά μου όνειρα που χρόνια είχαν κρυφτεί. We'll be right back.
That was a group known as Trifono starting out today's program with a song titled Na Magapas. This is the Alagos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which bridges the global Greek community and which airs worldwide on 18 radio stations across 5 continents, shortwave and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today on our broadcast, we will feature, as part of the Alagos interview series, an interview with political scientist and historian Eric Toussaint, who is the spokesperson for the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt, or CADTM. Toussaint will speak to us about the committee and its actions not just in the Third World, but in the Global North as well, and about his recent meetings with members of the new government of Greece, which have resulted in the formation of a parliamentary committee to audit Greece's public debt. Following this interview, stay tuned for our Commentary of the Week segment, with a dose of symbolism on the occasion of Greek Independence Day, which was celebrated on March 25th. This commentary will then be followed up by a special musical feature on the renowned Greek composer Yannis Markopoulos. Coming up now, though, is this week's edition of the Alagos interview series and our interview with Eric Toussaint of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt. The Alagos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next here on the Alagos Radio. Joining us today on the Alagos Radio and in the Alagos interview series is political scientist and historian Eric Toussaint, the spokesperson for the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt. He's one of the founding members of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt, a founding member of the International Debt Observatory, and he participated in the creation of the World Social Forum in 2001. He is also the author of several books, including Bankocracy, 60 Questions, 60 Answers, and The World Bank, A Critical Primer. And Eric, welcome to our program today.
Happy to be with you.
To get us started, share with us a few words about the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt and its work.
As an international network, something like organization from 30 different countries are members of our international network, 8 in Latin America and Caribbean, 15 in Africa, 8 in Europe, and 4 in Asia. It's a network of social movement struggling for the cancellation of illegitimate debt and for the conquest of alternative, not only on the question of the debt, but also generally on the question of social emancipation. We were born 25 years ago exactly, in March 1990. And we participated actively in the so-called anti-globalization movement since the beginning. And as you told, we are part of the World Social Forum since the beginning. And presently, we are participating to the World Social Forum, which takes place this week in Tunisia for the second time in 2 years.
Focusing specifically on the situation in Greece, you have been in Greece recently for meetings with government officials and in particular the president of the Hellenic Parliament, Zoe Konstantopoulou, and these meetings have resulted in an announcement that Greece will go ahead with the creation of a commission that will audit the public debt. Tell us about these meetings that you had and about the commission that is being formed.
So this committee will be composed by 15 persons from outside Greece and 15 Greek people. We could say experts in international law, in constitutional law, in macroeconomy, in auditing the public accounts, from people with different experience from different countries, and I will coordinate. I will assume the scientific coordination of this commission. Our task is to identify illegal, illegitimate, insustainable, or odious debt. And we define illegitimate debt as a debt contracted against the general interest and in favor of privileged minority. An illegal debt is a debt contracted violating the laws of the country and international law. Insustainable debt are debt which repayment impedes the government to guarantee to its citizenship the fundamental human rights. And an odious debt is a debt which reimbursement is linked with violation of human rights. So we will analyze the debt contracted by Greece from mid-1990 until now, taking into account that in the last 5 years, the main creditor is the Troika, or the different parts of the Troika. That's to say the IMF, 14 European countries who lend money to Greece since 2010, the European Central Bank, the European Commission, and the European Stability Fund. They are the different creditors of Greece, and they represent more than 80% of the Greek public debt. So we will analyze this debt reclaimed by this creditor to determine if they are illegitimate, illegal, odious, or unsustainable.
We are on the air with Eric Toussaint of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt here on Diálogos Radio and in the Diálogos Interview Series. And Eric, when will this commission to audit Greece's debt first convene?
The first plenary session will take place from 3rd of April until 7th of April, and we will make public the composition of this commission at this moment. We will convoke a press conference the 7th of April to inform about what will be our calendar and what is the composition of the commission.
Will the entirety of Greece's debt be examined by this commission, or will there be any limitations imposed on which parts of the debt will or will not be audited?
No, we will audit all the debt, all the present debt. And as I told you, 80% are in hands of the Troika, and the other part, the other 20%, are mainly in hands of the Greek banks. And some, I would say 3 to 4%, are owned by vulture funds and hedge funds and some investment funds, but that's a little minority.
Has there been any resistance to the creation of this committee on the part of European officials, any so-called institutions, or even from within the Greek government? Certainly we've seen the new Greek government backtrack on some of its pre-election promises these past 2 months.
There is no official reaction from the European Commission or foreign governments, but I imagine that they don't see this initiative as a good one because, you know, the creditors don't want an audit. They don't want the loans characterized as illegitimate or illegal because they don't want a characterization of the debt as odious or illegitimate or illegal. And from the part of the Greek government, the prime minister is supporting the initiative of the president of the parliament. Some ministers are very enthusiastic, and for instance, George Kadrougalos, which is the minister of institutional reform or administrative reform, came to the press conference to express his support of this initiative. We should also mention that there are 5 ministers in this government who participated in 2011 in the creation of the initiative for a citizen audit of the debt. We should also say that the Minister of Finance, Yanis Varoufakis, in 2011 was not in favor of this initiative. And his priority is the negotiation with the European Commission. Until now, the question of the reduction of the debt aside from the negotiation. So I think that the situation is complex, but we cannot speak about contradiction or tension. And in the next weeks and months, the thing will be clarified.
We are on the air with Eric Toussaint of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt here on the Galagos Radio and in the Galagos Interview Series. And Eric, are there any estimates as to what the actual percentage is of Greece's debt that is likely to be odious or illegitimate or illegal? Prior to the elections, the current economy minister, Yorgos Staphakis, had said that only 5% of the Greek public debt is odious. What are your estimates?
You know, I will not now give precise answer because we have to make the audit, and the commission is a pluralistic commission. I have my own criteria, but I will not give it now because we have to collectively work as commission.
Throughout the crisis, we have constantly heard that there are no alternatives to the politics of austerity for Greece and for the full repayment of the debt. But in your case, you have taken part in similar audit committees in other countries, the Debt Audit Commission, for instance, that was formed by Ecuador and its president, Rafael Correa, in 2007. You also advised countries such as Paraguay and Venezuela on this issue. What examples could Greece draw upon from these countries in launching this new commission to audit the public debt?
Ecuador, really, it's a source of inspiration, not a model, because you cannot repeat exactly the experience of Ecuador. But we should take lesson from the Ecuador experience. And one of the main lessons is to say it's totally feasible to confront the creditors. Suspending the payment of the debt change the correlation of forces. When you are paying back the debt, you are in a situation of inferiority. When you take the decision to suspend the payment on the basis of an audit, you are in a position of superiority in front of the creditors. And Ecuador suspending the payment showed to the world that you could, for good reason, impose to the creditors efforts they will never have done without this suspension of payment and the audit. We could also take the example of Iceland. Iceland decided not to pay back the debt reclaimed by United Kingdom and the Netherlands in 2008-2009. And Iceland is in much better condition, economic and social condition now, than a country like Greece, who is respecting the rights of the creditors and who is still paying back the debt. So we should demonstrate through the audit that this debt is illegal and illegitimate, and we will discuss about the feasibility of taking a strong decision. It's clear that the final decision about suspending the payment or not, repudiating or not the payment, the debt, is a decision of the government, not the decision of the commission. The commission is a commission in charge of auditing, not of taking the decision of what we have to do after the audit. But I am sure that informing correctly the Greek opinion and the international public opinion, we will make progress on the question of confronting the creditors.
We are on the air with Eric Toussaint of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt here on the Galagos Radio and in the Galagos Interview Series. And Eric, in light of the formation of this committee, what do you make of statements that were made by the government recently saying that Greece will repay in full its debt obligations specifically toward the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank?
This agreement signed the 20th of February and 24th of February is related to the program which has been prolonged until end of June. So we will see after June what will happen, and we will see what will happen until June if the creditors don't make real concession to Greece. So the things are moving. There is no definitive orientation, I think. The Greek government made big concession to the creditors in relation to the debt, expecting from the creditors that they will give a real margin of maneuver to stop the policy of austerity. But if the creditors don't really give space to the Greek government to stop the austerity, I think that all the discussion will be on the table again.
What other policy initiatives do you believe that Greece could undertake in your experience above and beyond the creation of this commission to audit the public debt?
They took two initiatives in the last 10 days. The creation of a parliamentary commission to investigate how the Greek government reached the first agreement on the memorandum of 2010 to see if it was legal, what were the conditions, etc. It's a good initiative. Another one is the creation of a parliamentary commission on the question of the German debt of the Second World War to Greece. And you know that Greece, since several years, is asking Germany to make reimbursement for the forced loan given by Greece to the Nazi regime during the Second World War. And also the question of reparation, because Greece was one of the most victimized countries by the Nazi regime at the level of cost of human life and also destruction of the economy during the Second World War. So that's also an important question. The main initiative now in relation with the citizens of Greece is the laws to go against the austerity. So this the law voted last week to alleviate the private debt of the poor citizenship, Greek citizenship, in relation to the state. So the private debt under something like $4,000, which they will be reduced, and it's a good decision taken by the government. And also it's clear the reestablishment of the electric power to the 300,000 families who were cut off of electricity last year.
We are on the air with Eric Toussaint of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt here on the Dialogos Radio and in the Dialogos interview series. And Eric, you mentioned a moment ago the issue of the German war debts and war reparations to Greece. Is this an issue that the Audit Committee will also deal with? And is there any estimate as far as what this amount owed by Germany might be?
No, we will not tackle this question. We have a specific parliamentary commission on this reparation. And so, as an audit commission, we will not take this question into account. But we will collaborate with this commission on reparation. And we will also collaborate with the commission on the memorandum. So you were asking me about the estimation of the cost of reparation. It's also the work of this commission to reach an estimation, but I would say generally the estimation are from something like $100 billion, $200 billion. Some people are speaking about $1 trillion, but generally the specialists are speaking about an amount of $100 billion to $200 billion, which is a huge amount, of course.
Now, in terms of the Debt Audit Commission, what will its next steps be once it has finished its audit? Will the results of its investigation be publicly available, and will there be any chance, in your opinion, for these results to translate into action on the part of Greece and Europe?
One important thing is to say that the president of the Hellenic Parliament wants to make this audit participative with the citizenship of Greece. So we will work transparently. We will publish preliminary results. We will ask people to testify. We will ask the participation of citizens who could bring to the commission some knowledge about illegal or illegitimate behavior of responsible of the negotiation on the debt with the Troika, and also the debt incurred by big contracts with transnationals like Siemens or the armament firm Corporation Thales from France. And when we will conclude our work, we will make it public. We will communicate it officially to the government. And so the government will have to take a decision on the basis of the result of the audit. We cannot determine what will be the decision of the government, but I think that Greek citizenship will wait and expect from the government some decision. As the president of the parliament who took the initiative said in the press conference, the Greek folk has the right to say we don't want to pay back an illegal or an illegitimate debt. So also the people from Greece will say to the government through different form of expression will be important.
In closing, where can our listeners find out more information about you and your work and the work of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt?
We are working since decades analyzing the illegitimacy of major parts of third world debt. We also analyzed the policies dictated by the creditors, like the World Bank and the IMF and other creditors. And we participate in different countries in experiences of citizen audit, not only in Latin America, but also, for instance, in Pakistan or in Mali or here in Tunisia, because I am speaking from Tunisia now. And you know that 2 years ago, a little more than 2 years ago, Tunisian folk entered in rebellion against Ben Ali dictatorship. And since the Arab Spring, which began with the Tunisian rebellion, the question of mobilizing against the repayment of the creditors who supported the dictatorship during decades began to be a major political item in the political life in this country. So we are very active in several continents on that question. We also are taking part in the movement like, or we are supporting movement like Strike Debt, this movement in the United States against the repayment of the student illegitimate debt, or also the movement against the forced foreclosures of houses by the US banks. So the activity of the CADTM is from the question of the illegitimate public debt of the third world country as extended to other items like the private illegitimate debt of the people in the north and also the public illegitimate debt of the northern countries.
Eric, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Alagos Radio and in the Alagos interview series, and for giving us all of your insights into these very important issues.
Thank you.
Attention iTunes users, the Alagos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to the Alagos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Alagos interview series here on the Alagos Radio, where we spoke with Eric Toussaint of the Committee to Abolish Third World Debt. As with all of our interviews, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, thealagosmedia.org, where you can also find our on-demand programming, our articles and written work, our past playlists, and listen to our online radio station, The Alagos Radio 24/7. Our podcasts are also available in the official The Alagos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome, and in iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Marketplace, and Inobex Radio, WeCast, and Player FM apps for various smartphones. We'll get back to some music now here on the Alagos Radio, and that will be followed up by our commentary of the week.
Και δουνιά σε μαθά εν τέλει δε με ρίχνεις πια. Σε μαθά εν τέλει δε με ρίχνεις πια. Χίλια έχεις μέλη κι αδική καρδιά. Φέρτε μου ένα σερτικό τσιγαρό
χαρώ να δώσω ρουφισιά. Φέρτε μου κρασί για να ξεχάσω πως μου βάλαν την φίλη μου καρδιά. Θέλει, θέλει, θέλει κάλπι και δουλειά. Σε μάθα εν τέλει δεν με ρίχνεις πια. Με κάνες κουρέλι, δε σ' αντέχω πια. Με κάνες κουρέλι, δε σ' αντέχω πια. Τούτη γη σου θέλει σπίρτο και φωτιά. Φέρτε μου ένα σερδικό τσιγαρό να φουμάρω στο χαρό, να δώσω ρουφιξιά. Φέρτε μου κρασί για να ξεχάσω πως μου βάλαν οι φίλοι μου καρδιά. Θέλει, θέλει, θέλει κάλπι και δουνιά. Με κάνες κουρέλι, δε σ' αντέχω πια. Με κάνες κουρέλι, δε σ' αντέχω πια. Τούτη γη σου θέλει σπίρτο και φωτιά.
Παλάτια και εσύ μπορεί να με λυπάσαι. Μα τώρα έχεις λόγους για να με φοβάσαι. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες δε μας άφησαν στιγμή να χαρούμε τη ζωή. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες, ένα λάθος που το κάναμε μαζί. Η μια εγώ να διατάζω για όσα έκανες κρυφά να σε δικάζω. Την άλλη εσύ να μου δηλώνεις πως πρέπει γρήγορα μαζί μου να τελειώνεις. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες δε μας άφησαν στιγμή να χαρούμε τη ζωή. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες, ένα λάθος που το κάναμε μαζί. Τι φταίει η αγάπη για όλα να πληρώνει, σ' έναν Ιούδα, σε μια Γεστημανή. Μένουμε πάντα μικροί, φτωχοί και μόνοι στο τεντωμένο μας σκηνί. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες δε μας άφησαν στιγμή να χαρούμε τη ζωή. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες, ένα λάθος που το κάναμε μαζί. Ένα λάθος που το κάναμε μαζί. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες δε μας άφησαν στιγμή να χαρούμε τη ζωή. Εξουσίες, εξουσίες, ένα λάθος που το κάναμε μαζί. Ένα λάθος που το κάναμε μαζί.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. This is the Diálogos Radio, where we just heard Eleni Limou with the song Exousias, and right before that, Haris Alexiou with Teli Teli Teli. Coming up now here on the Diálogos Radio is our commentary of the week. The Diálogos Radio's commentary of the week. Each week, Michael Navratakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on the Diálogos Radio. For this week's commentary, I would like to speak on issues pertaining to national independence in light of the recent celebration of Greek Independence Day on March 25th. One way in which the true independence and sovereignty of a country can be judged is whether or not it is able to produce enough basic goods, such as foods, to provide for its population. According to a recent Eurobarometer survey, 94% of Greeks believe that Greece's production of food products is not enough to meet the needs of the population. This is by far the largest percentage out of every European country, and unfortunately, it is not a surprise in the slightest. In fact, it quite accurately reflects the prevalent mentality in Greece, which believes that the country is worthless, doesn't produce anything, and cannot survive without the euro and the European Union. We are talking about a country with an incredible climate in which just about anything can grow and be harvested, a country which managed to feed its population for centuries despite war and occupation, and where today we are told that it cannot survive if it cannot import onions from Bulgaria, or, believe it or not, even things like wine from countries such as Germany. This mentality is a result of the so-called Europeanization of the country from its entry into the European Union in 1981 until today, which was presented as a modernization of the country but which in reality resulted in the destruction of Greece's industrial and agricultural base, while the country's borders were opened up to cheap and often low-quality imports, which decimated the local market. Now, as a result, when you go to Greek supermarkets, you see customers' baskets full of imported foreign products, and this way, the door was opened to foreign companies to set up Greek subsidiaries as well, such as a company known as American Genetics, based in Thessaloniki, which produces genetically modified corn and soya seeds, among other products. Most Greeks today may believe that the country does not produce enough food products in order to survive on its own, and that it cannot survive without imports, and by extension without the euro and the European Union, but they are mistaken. According to a survey conducted by the Pan-Hellenic Federation of Agricultural Collectives, Greece's self-sufficiency in agricultural and meat products totals 94% of national demand, despite the reductions in production of the prior three decades. More specifically, the percentage of self-sufficiency in Greece for rice production reaches 171% of demand, while for olives and olive oil it is 151%, and for cereals it is 82%. There is also a surplus of hard wheat, while soft wheat production has declined to 32% of demand, despite there being a surplus in production of soft wheat up until 1984. Despite this, Greece remains in fourth place in Europe in wheat production overall. In oranges, production in Greece is at 167% of national demand, while for remaining fruits, it is 128%. The production of potatoes meets 82% of current demand, while grapes and wine surpass 133%, and raisins surpass 275% of demand. But despite this, supermarket shelves in Greece are nevertheless filled with imported raisins. Production of honey in Greece reaches 92% of national demand, while for meat products it is 75%, with lamb and goat meat reaching 94% of demand, chicken meat at 85%, and eggs at 91%. Dairy production meets 80% of national demand in Greece, while production of feta cheese reaches 147% of national demand. Even in food items where Greece does not currently have high levels of national output, the reasons for this have less to do with problems endemic to Greek agricultural production and much more to do with other factors. For example, the Greek sugar industry has been all but decimated due to EU demands, with national production now reaching only 14.3% of demand. For beans and legumes, national production is at 39% of demand, while in 1981, the year Greece entered the European Union, production approached 90% of demand. The same is true of pork and beef production. In 1981, the levels of production as compared to national demand of these meats were 84% and 66% respectively, but these percentages have fallen quite a bit since then due to limits placed on production by the European Union. For cow's milk, national production has fallen to 58.2% of demand because up until the year 2000, Greece was being fined each year by the European Union for surpassing its artificially set quota for milk production. As a result, Greece now imports almost half of its milk from Germany and Holland. But even these problems are easily solvable with the reorganization of national agricultural policy in Greece and a greater emphasis on products in which production is currently low, instead of products where there is currently a surplus of production. In addition, over a million acres of idle agricultural land, which often sits idle as a result of EU subsidies to not produce anything, could be put back to production as well. As long as this doesn't happen, however, as long as people young and old sit in cafes and whine and complain about the state of the economy or migrate to other countries to work as waiters, Greece will not be an independent and sovereign country, despite the commemoration of Greek Independence Day. A country where a foreign power, in this case the European Union, dictates what food and agricultural products to produce or not produce, is not free and is not independent. Just as a country whose celebrity finance minister Yanis Varoufakis declares that he is European and not Greek is not independent. A country that does not have its own currency or its own fiscal or monetary policy, and which is terrified of its own shadow and of all of the supposedly horrible things which will happen if it returns to a domestic currency, is not independent. And a country where the judicial system does not imprison a corrupt criminal finance minister who dragged the country under the supervision of the IMF and the Troika, as was the case this week with Yorgos Papakostandinou, does not have justice and as a result is not independent. Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just wrapped up our commentary of the week here on the Dialogos Radio, and coming up next is our special musical tribute to Greek composer Yannis Markopoulos.
Πράσινος κάμπος περιβόλι. Παίζουμε, γελάμε κι αρχίσω χορό.
We started off our special musical tribute today with a song performed by Lizetta Nicolaou titled Vike Oillos, composed by renowned Greek composer Yannis Markopoulos. Markopoulos, born on March 18, 1939, in the city of Heraklion on the island of Crete, is one of Greece's most legendary living musicians and composers. Having been influenced by Byzantine hymns he heard from the church that was opposite his family's home growing up, as well as by the traditional music of Crete, the sound of landmines being detonated in the countryside following World War II, and the sound of the sea which he grew up next to, Markopoulos began lessons in music theory as a child, joined the local conservatory, played in a municipal band in his hometown, and at the age of 18, began his studies in music at the Athens Conservatory. At the age of 24, Markopoulos was awarded the Music Prize of the Thessaloniki International Film Festival for composing the music for the film Young Aphrodites. When a military dictatorship took power in Greece in 1967, Markopoulos left for London, where he met composers such as Yanni Christou and Yannis Xenakis, who further influenced Markopoulos' music. He also made a name for himself in London through his participation in many performances, including being commissioned to write the music for Shakespeare's The Tempest, which was performed by the National Theatre Company, and for compositions of his which were performed at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. Having returned to Athens in 1969, Markopoulos became a beloved figure amongst students and intellectuals, despite frequent harassment from the military authorities. In 1976, after the fall of the military junta, he performed the popular liturgy The Free Besieged, based on a poem by Leonisi Solomos, in the Panathenian Stadium in Athens, a performance which was presented again 3 years later in London. In 1977, Markopoulos composed the music for the BBC television series Who Pays the Ferryman, which became extremely popular in Britain. Throughout this entire period, Markopoulos performed in concerts all across the world as well, in the United States, Paris, Berlin, Amsterdam, Canada, Australia, and elsewhere. Following his marriage and the birth of his daughter in the early 1980s, Markopoulos sought a quieter life, but he returned to active performances later in the 80s and continued into the 1990s when he composed one of his most important works, The Liturgy of Orpheus. His performances continue to this day, and in all, he has released dozens of albums and live recordings. We will hear some more of Markopoulos' compositions now, continuing our musical tribute here on Diálogos Radio.
Μέσα σε μια ώρα βάσταξε σαν δάκρυτη μάνα Παναγιά. Πόσα βολιά σπήρανε γέμουσε μια ώρα και σε μαρμάρωσανε στην ξερολιθιά. Μέσα στα ερυπία στέκει σαν αηδόνα κατά μεσήμερο και θρηνολογεί. Κάλεσε το χάροτα σε κρυφόν αγώνα, πες και στη χαροντίσα να σε λυπηθεί. Σε μακρύ τραπέζι θα έρθουν να καθίσουμε μάνες και παιδιά. Μέρα αναστάσιμη κι ο λαός θα παίζει τα πολλά τραγούδια του για τη λευτεριά, τα πολλά τραγούδια του για τη λευτεριά.
Αντώνη μου το ρινάκι σου πάει για τέρι μια χαρά, κι ας είναι αλήθωρο λιγάκι κι ας βαριά ακούει μια σταλιά. Αν πάρεις άλλη να χυχούει ό,τι της λένε να τα ακούει και να τα βλέπει όλα γύρω. Σε βλέπω Αντώνη μου, ζω το χείρο. Στο λέω εγώ τι λέει η μονιά που κάνα χίλια φροξενιά. Στο λέω εγώ τι λέει η μονιά που κάνα χίλια φροξενιά. Ξέγαινα η τζάμπα, παιδιά να κάνετε γραμμή. σάλι να έχει χούει, ό,τι της λένε να τα ακούει και να τα βλέπει όλα γύρω. Σε βλέπα Αντώνη μου, ζω το χείρο. Στο λέω εγώ η λεμονιά που κάνα χίλια προξενιά. Στο λέω εγώ η λεμονιά που κάνα χίλια προξενιά.
Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. We just heard Vicky Moskoyou with I Proxenitra here on Dialogos Radio, composed by Yannis Markopoulos. And before that, Nikos Xylouris with Posa Chronia Disekta, another composition by Yannis Markopoulos to continue our special musical tribute. Today's broadcast is just about ready to come to a close, but Dialogos Radio will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place, with the Dialogos interview series featuring an interview with scholar and writer James Petras, who will speak to us about the political developments in Greece, about the long history of political subjugation of Greece toward foreign powers, and about how the current Syriza government compares or doesn't compare to left-wing governments that Petras has advised in the past in Latin America and elsewhere. This interview is coming up next week here on Dialogos Radio. We will wrap up today's broadcast with one final song, an instrumental composition by Yannis Markopoulos titled I Thalassa, or the Sea. Thank you for joining us once again today, and have a wonderful weekend.